Diseases of the central nervous system, subarachnoid hemorrhage. Splenectomy performed due to hematopoietic system disease years ago, according to the 49-year-old female patient's heteroanamnesis. 5 months prior to her current admission, she was evaluated for lower abdominal pain at the Department of Surgery. Plain abdominal X-ray and chest X-ray showed no significant alterations. Abdominal ultrasound revealed enlarged hepatic lymph nodes. The soft tissue mass located in front of the pancreas and was considered to be a lymph node packet, thus gynecological evaluation was recommended. No acute changes were revealed. No period was detected for 5 years. Cervix cytology was negative. Transvaginal and bladder ultrasound found no pathological alterations. The endometrium was 5 mm in thickness, and no free fluid was detected in the Douglas space. No circumscribed pathology was detectable in the pelvis. 2 months prior to her current admission, repeated abdominal ultrasound revealed moderate hepatomegaly as well as pathologically enlarged, slightly increased amount of retroperitoneal and hilar lymph nodes. The uterus was enlarged, uterine myoma was suspected, and gynecological re-evaluation was therefore recommended. The patient was currently admitted due to loss of consciousness. According to family history, she was awakened from sleep because of heavy snoring, when she complained severe headache. An hour later she complained intensifying headache, vomited, and eventually lost consciousness. The ambulance found a drowsy patient at arrival, but was able to open eyes upon verbal command, and had spontaneous movements in all extremities on mild pain stimulation. The patient showed central obesity, her skin and mucosa were pale and anemic, her lips were slightly cyanotic. The shape of the skull was normal, showing no scars, bumps or impressions. The neck was tight-knitted. The pupils showed weak reaction to light stimulation on either side, the left being larger than the right, the ocular bulbs diverged. Guided eye movements were not detectable. No oculopalpebral reflex or cornea reflex on the right side could be evoked. Upon intubation, antracheal suction pharyngeal reflex and coughing reflex could be evoked. Several right spastic hemiparesis was observable, with defensive reaction upon pain stimulation in the left limbs, but it was absent on the right side. The tendon deep reflexes were hyperactive on the right side and vivid on the left side. Babinski sign was observed on the right toe. Cranial CAT scans verified large, cast-like hyperdensity in the basal and supratentorial cisterns, corresponding with subarachnoid hemorrhage. Neither midline shift nor ventricular asymmetry was detected. The fourth ventricle appeared slightly narrow. Massive subarachnoid hemorrhage was diagnosed. The patient became comatose and signs of brainstem herniation appeared on follow-up CAT scans. The midline shift became prominent on the right side equaling 12 mm. The cerebellar tonsils extended into the foramen magnum. No free CSF space were visible around the medulla. The patient received massive dehydration and was hyperventilated by means of controlled respiratory therapy. As a result of increased intracranial pressure, signs of upper brainstem herniation was detected. No brainstem reflexes could be triggered anymore. No neurosurgical intervention was found feasible due to rapid progression and severe neurologic signs. After circulatory arrest, no reanimation was initiated. Autopsy revealed subarachnoid hemorrhage as the causative disorder, and brainstem herniation as the direct cause of death.